back on in your rookie season, and either one of them is not the best net for average for a rookie. Where do you go from there? How do you improve?
You're just working with the coverage team. I mean, you know, net is as much of a coverage team accolade that, you know, it is for punting. I mean, those guys go out there every day and earn it. And just working with those guys and just trying to be the best punter I can be and, you know, put them in the best position to make plays and put the team in the best position to win football games. So, you know, every year just the same goal of working to be the best punter I can be.
Last year you were a rookie and in a competition for that job. This year, not a competition. Second year, how has this offseason been different?
You know, the goal for me is still the same. Every day, it doesn't matter if I'm competing against somebody or two people or three people or whatever. You know, just trying to be the best punter I can be. And like I said, it's just trying to put the team in the best position to win football games. And, you know, that can only happen on my end is if I'm doing my part, and that's to be the best punter for this team. So,
what has Brock brought to that
room? You know, Brock's an awesome dude. He's super hands-on. He's been really awesome with us and, you know, just getting a feel for us and as we're getting a feel for him. And, you know, I think we're blending really well, and I really like what he's doing for this team.
Have you noticed the new returners?
Yeah, those guys are killing it out there. I'm excited to see what they can do.
Who in particular?
All of them. I mean, yeah, all of them. I mean, just speed and, you know, returner is such a unique position on the field. And, you know, being able to do so many things and even to make, you know, as a punter, I understand, you know, punting to guys like Tyreek Hill and, you know, trying to keep the ball away from a guy like that, it changes your punt game plan completely. So, I mean, to be able to put other teams in that position by having a threat back there, I think is incredibly important. And these guys are doing an unbelievable job. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
When Brock talks to us, he's so energetic and passionate about special teams. I mean, is he like that in meetings? Is it nice to have a coach who, you know, is probably fighting for special teams? Or is that passionate about special teams?
Yeah, he's the best, man. I mean, that guy has some energy. And, you know, to see somebody who cares so much about it, you know, as much as we do, because so many times special teams is, you know, overlooked by some coaches, or they don't have the passion that us specialists have, you know, for that position, for that part of the game. And to see a guy with, you know, as much fire and as much energy as he has is awesome. And it's really motivating for us to work for a guy like that.
Does Robbie work with you at all?
Cool. Not too much. Nah, he's trying to, you know, get his spot on San Francisco. So, yeah, not.
No, I mean,
oh, Beep?
Yeah.
Chris. Yeah, Chris works with us a bunch, especially, you know, as a punter. I mean, because he's been in the position before, so he knows, you know, he's able to relate through us, you know, to Brock, the things that, you know, we're feeling or we think. And, you know, I think it's a great relationship with those two guys leading our pack. So I really like working with them.
Is